Hey everybody, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket here at HIMSS. I have the pleasure of being with the outstanding Jeffrey Sullivan. Jeffrey is the Chief Technology Officer at Consensus Cloud Solutions. He served in that role since February of 2019, where he oversees technology, product, and the PMO. Prior to joining Consensus, Mr. Sullivan was Chief Technology Officer for Demandforce, owned by Internet Brands Incorporated, and Vice President of Technology for the Health Market Segment at Internet Brands. Such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so just to kick things off, I'd love if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and also the company.
Sure. Regarding myself, I've been a senior technology and product executive for the past 25 years in everything relating to regulated industries and software. So we build software, financial services, healthcare, real estate, sort of any heavily regulated industry I've been involved in. And that's been a great ride for me. In terms of Consensus Cloud Solutions, we're actually part of a publicly traded company for the past 20 years. We spun out into our own publicly traded company, Consensus Cloud Solutions, in October of 2021 under the stock ticker of CCSI on the NASDAQ. And our focus is on the secure exchange of digital document-oriented data. So it's digital cloud fax, it's healthcare interoperability, digital signature. So we have brands like eFax, which is kind of a Kleenex of digital cloud fax, Consensus Unite, which is an interoperability platform, Conductor, which also does interoperability platform work, and finally jSign, which is a HITRUST certified digital signature platform, you know, a la DocuSign, Adobe Sign, you know, in that area. So our focus is on the secure exchange of data, specifically as it relates to regulated industries.
Got it. Well, I mean, very important work in light of big things like Change Healthcare.
Exactly.
And there's bad actors out there, and we need this type of secure way to exchange ideas. So why did you attend HIMSS this year, and what's a key insight that you've gained thus far?
Sure. So we're a presenter. I'm doing a presentation on artificial intelligence tomorrow at HIMSS. We're also exhibitors. We're very large in healthcare. So we're here as a participant. We're here as a vendor. We're here as speakers. And, you know, HIMSS is kind of the place to be, right? Of course, you know, if you're in healthcare, it's HIMSS. So we're always going to be here at HIMSS. This year in particular, what was really interesting to us is what I've been seeing is that evolution of artificial intelligence, which is where my graduate degree is from. So it's really interesting to see it sort of finally coming to fruition. Yeah. And what I found interesting this year versus last year is really that evolution going from excitement and buzz about AI to adoption. We're in sort of that post-hype early adoption part of the curve. So customers that, you know, for the last year have been super excited about our AI offerings and we're kicking the tires and saying, this is really great, are now saying, okay, let's start rolling out. Let's get it going there. And I think that as you look around, last year was sort of the year of AI at HIMSS. This year, AI is just sort of, it's there, right? Only now it's in products as opposed to coming to products. And everybody's trying to figure out, okay, obviously I need to be working in AI. How do I work in AI? And so it's moved to that, how do I do it? Not should I do it conversation, which is really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like the idea of, we don't talk about, hey, are you doing business with computers and cell phones?
Yeah.
You're just doing it.
Exactly. And so, you know, I think that's good because ultimately AI is not an end in and of itself, right? You know, for all of us, the technology that we use when we're building these systems is about solving problems, right? Better outcomes for patients more than any other thing. But when you think about what you're doing in healthcare, you're doing it for that purpose. So for us, when we look at AI, you know, when we think about AI, it's really about how can we do something either more efficiently or more effectively or quicker than we were doing previously. And so when we look at that, that's where moving kind of out of that big buzz of OpenAI with ChatGPT to now, okay, yes, a bunch of people have embedded ChatGPT in their product, but how are you actually using AI to make your world better, your product better, your customers' lives better? And that's really the thing that gets exciting to me when I look at HIMSS this year is it's much more focused on what am I doing with it as opposed to what is it? How could I use it? You know, what's the buzz about it?
There's no doubt you guys are very engaged as a participant, as speakers, and there's a lot of excitement around the actual applications.
Mm-hmm.
What call to action would you want to leave our viewers and our listeners out there as it relates to AI and the work that you guys do?
So I think that what's important to me is, as I talk about the move from excitement to adoption, really understand what it is that your organization needs to accomplish and take the time to get educated about where things like AI or really any technology can help you advance your interests versus just me-tooing it, right? So there's a lot of nuance, a lot of complexity around AI, and there's an awful lot of froth still in the industry. So do your research, understand what you're trying to solve and how you're trying to solve it, and really look for how can I get in on this? Because we did a conference at a HIMSS regional presentation later last year, and one of my co-panelists said, there's this notion that AI is going to replace doctors or nurses or healthcare practitioners. And they said, that's not the thing. It's not that AI is going to replace people. It's that people who use AI are going to replace people who don't. And I think that was a really compelling message. I think that came from somebody from the AMA. And it was a really key point here is that you're not competing against other AIs to replace your system or your solution. You're competing with those people who are using it, and you've got to be competitive in that space. So get educated, really understand what makes sense for you and how you can get in there and make a difference, because making a difference is why we come to BMO.
Yeah, no, I think that's really great. And it extends to the businesses and health systems, right? Like individuals that use it won't be replaced, and health systems and businesses won't be replaced.
Right. Yeah. But your competitors who are using it are going to have an advantage over you if you don't figure out a way to make it work for you as well.
Totally agree with you. Now, there was one thing that, you know, before we started recording today, you wanted to share with the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to dig into the work that you're doing and sort of how you want to help our listeners and viewers?
So if you're in healthcare and you're faxing, Direct Trust, who is the standards provider for the Direct Secure Messaging Protocol, has established a consensus body to create a new ANSI standard for interoperable secure cloud faxing. If you are interested in faxing and healthcare, I strongly encourage you to go to the Direct Trust site, directtrust.org, and check out the Interoperable Secure Cloud Fax Initiative. There's a consensus body there. We want people from every constituency within the healthcare space, payers, providers, patients, even, you know, everybody to participate in this process, because we're creating a consensus body around standards, an ANSI standard for healthcare faxing that's going to advance that standard. It's going to do for faxing what the direct messaging standard did for email in healthcare. And we want everybody in healthcare to be parts of that. So please, if you have any interest in that consensus body work, developing standards, please check out directtrust.org. And I believe we'll have a link to that in the podcast as well. So thank you.
Now, Jeff, thanks for that call out. And folks, we'll leave everything that we discussed today, including resources that Jeff shared, in the show notes. So make sure you check those out. Take action. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.